here with Utah punter Tom Hackett. So you're a semifinalist for the Ray Guy Award for the best punter. What does that mean to you?
Not a lot. It's just an award. So, if I win it, I win it. If I make it to the finalists, I don't. If I don't even make it there, it's not a big deal. As long as I do my job and help team out any way I can, that's all that really matters to me.
So, obviously, a player you don't hear a lot about is long snapper Chase Dominguez. How much does having him always play well help you do what you do?
If there's an award for, like a Ray Guy for the long snapper, then he'd be winning it because my success generates from his long snapping, and I couldn't do it without him, Just having a good snap, making sure, I don't have to go out there worrying about where the snap's going to be. Hold him for field goals as well as for punting, so he just helps me out tremendously. He doesn't get talked about enough, so for him to do what he does is just unbelievable for my ability to have success on this team.
Do you ever take a try at long snapping yourself?
No, can't say I've ever. Jokingly, I wouldn't. Yeah, maybe I would. Mess around if I'm bored, it's cold or something. But no, it's hard. Yeah, it's harder than it looks. Yeah.
So you had four football fields worth of yards. It's not the first time you've done that. Do you feel it ranks among your better games to see you?
Not really. It was just one of them days that I sort of got the ball around midfield a fair bit, so I decided to be aggressive with my sky punts and try and pin them super deep. For the most part, it worked. I hit one that just crept in there, which really pissed me off, but it happens, I guess. But yeah, it was a good day for me. I just, especially coming back from last week, which wasn't my best game, I had to sort of clear my memory, read a few articles on how to overcome adversity, and just talk to my dad about, how I can mentally get myself prepared for Ty Montgomery, and I just went out there and kicked the football. So
you didn't want to be trying to tackle him?
No, I didn't want to have anything to do with him, so. Yeah, luckily I didn't.
Speaking of tackles, I know it wasn't your best game, but you made one, a shoestring tackle that was pretty much full stretch against Oregon. You told me that last year against Oregon you got trucked. Did you get anything from your teammates in the way of respect for that tackling?
No, I was furious after that game. I was an angry, angry man. Normally I punt the ball. I watch the bloody thing go down the field. 80% of the time I either get fair catch or my gunners are down there to make a play. I don't run down the field, which I probably should do. And so I just kick this one punt and I see him just tear the coverage up. I'm like, oh, crap. So I'm thinking, I'm halfway off the field, about to, just sit down at my bench, wait for my next call. And I realized I got to make a play, so I just looked at this bloke in the eye. I said, you ain't scoring on me. So I can't even remember feeling him. Feeling the cleat with my shoe, but I just did. Gave everything I had. Looked back, and he's down. So yeah, that was it.
I wondered something during the last game. Taking a penalty to back up a little bit, so that it's kind of the traditional thing you do if you're on like the 35. You take a penalty, so the punter's got a little bit of room. The way you grew up passing, kicking it to pass. Is it easier for you if you're closer to a target, or do you like to back up a little bit?
No, it stays the same for me.
So it doesn't matter to you whether they take a penalty or not?
No, I mean, that's Coach Witt's call. If he wants to try and burn some seconds off the clock, then that's his call, and I'll just do whatever he asks of me. And, Coach Shaw, Stanford Tech coach, declined the call from memory, so that didn't matter to me. Whatever the situation was, I just had to put more or less power onto the punt.
For you, what's an acceptable punt? I know whenever it's a touchback, you look visibly upset on the field. What's acceptable to you?
Well, it depends where we are on the field. If we're midfield, anywhere inside the 10, preferably inside the 5, is adequate. In terms of punting, you want 45 yards, 4.5 hang. With my rugby-style punts, the hang doesn't matter as much. If I can get a roll out of them, then that's great. But if I can pin them to the boundary, that's preferably where I'd like them to be.
So I think I've heard that when you're doing your rollout rugby-style punt, you have the green light whenever you feel to run for the first down. Is that true?
Yeah.
And what do you do? What's kind of your, is it only when you have an open lane, or what do you kind of do to decide if you're going to run or not?
Well, I just take a peek when I catch the snap. If I see green grass, then I'll just tuck it. But, you know, for the most part, this year, after Idaho State, when I did that, they always have a couple of blokes out there that try to pull me up. So I just punt the ball.
You had a few punts that landed inside the 5-yard line. How would you assess the game overall that you had, with the 9 punts that you had over the weekend? How you did?
Well, coming into the game, I knew that both defenses, Stanford and Utah's, were pretty good, and so I just figured, you know, it could come down to a game of field position, and I set my mind to it, and I knew, you know, I was probably going to play a pretty big part in the outcome of the game. Unfortunately, I can't do anything in overtime, but throughout the course of the game, I just made sure to stay concentrated, know exactly what I had to do, and just execute, you know.
A lot of your punts, I mean, it came down to stressful situations because it was a field position game. Neither team was scoring. It was a 7-7 game all the second half. Is there any pressure situations for you in punting?
No, not necessarily. If you go speak to my mate too, you know, Kay Scott, Trav down the road there, they're in pressure situations the whole time. So for me, I get 9 snaps, and that's a lot of snaps. Generally, I get 5 snaps, and I go and make the most of them. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm kicking essentially pigskin, you know. We eat bacon, so I'm kicking bacon down the field, you know, for people's entertainment. It's not that big of a deal. I just, you know, have a laugh on the sideline and do my job. It's something that's pretty easy.
You mentioned Ty Montgomery earlier. He only had 1 return for 1 yard. I mean, how were you able to get him out of his rhythm?
Well, we're in the rugby style punt, just kick it away from the big bloke, and then when I'm hitting traditionals, just hang it up there or ping him to the boundary so that he's got nowhere to move. It's pretty simple. If we're in sky territory, kick it inside the 10. If he's dumb enough to go back and catch it inside the 10, then that's on him, not me. But for the most part, you know, they don't run back there, so let my bullocks make a play for us.
Let me ask you about Travis. You know, you being around him every day, how has it changed him to have a few weeks in a row, a couple weeks in a row now of, you know, putting up some numbers and having commanded the team? Behind the scenes, how much has he changed these last 2 weeks?
He hasn't changed that much. Around the house, we don't talk football. We very rarely talk football. We're in here enough, you know. I don't like thinking about it, really. Don't like talking about it outside of football. But so around the house, nothing's changed. We just go about our business. And then, you know, if I see him on the sideline, like on Saturday, I saw him on the sideline, looked pretty down. Adam Schultz came up to me, a backup quarterback. He just told me, hey, go have a word to Trav. You know, he needs some encouragement. So I just went up to him. I said, listen, mate, you know, it's the best defense in the Pac-12. You know, we knew we weren't going to come out here put 400-yard passing on him, you know. But if we did, it would have been great, but we weren't. So I just said, you know, it's a 7-7 ball game. We're not losing. Just go out there and sling the ball. We just need 1 big play. And, you know, if you guess in field goal range, let Andy do his thing, and that's game, set, match. So I just try and speak to him. And when I feel like there's a time that he needs some encouragement, then I'll go help him out.
What do you talk around the house?
No, you don't want to know. I won't tell you.
Tom, how much do you hate touchbacks?
Probably my most hated thing I can ever do. Maybe besides shanking a punt that goes negative yards, but touchbacks suck because, oh man, like, you know, I'm sitting in sky territory, so, like, if I get a punt to the 1 yard line, generally it's only going to go 37 or 42 yards. And so that's decent, like, I'll take that. But if I hit to the 5, I drop down to like 32 yards, it's no good. And if I hit touchback, my net's gone down to like 20 yards. It's bull crap because I hit a decent punt, it goes fair way, and then it goes six inches into the end zone, and I just hate myself for it. That's whatever, you know, you just clear your mind, get over it.
Perfectionist, doesn't it?
I guess it does, essentially, but I think we all have to be some way.
I love you saying that you don't feel pressure, but you guys are a defensive and special teams team, and you mentioned it, you get a certain amount of looks back there, one bad look, and and things go pretty bad for you, but that didn't happen. I think they averaged like an 18-yard line field starting position, whereas you guys had like the 33 or something like that. I mean, you're a huge part of what's going on out there. Will you talk about that a little bit?
Kind of. I tell myself I'm not, because I can't remember who told me. Someone told me a couple years back now when I was trying to go come over and do my thing, but they said when you relax your muscles, they work a lot better. Yeah, so I'm out here every week kicking probably 300 punts throughout the week before the game. It's all muscle memory because I haven't been doing it for very long. So for me, it's a matter of staying calm. I put myself in positions throughout the week that, you know, most people would feel pressure. I try to tell myself to feel pressure. And then when I'm out in the game, mentally I'm in the mindset of I'm in practice. I'm just stroking the sucker. So, you know, I use certain techniques mentally to help me adapt to you know, what's going to be like on the weekend. And playing in the Pac-12, going up against, you know, arguably some of the best returners in the nation. It's awesome. Yeah, it's a challenge every week. And yeah, I'd be lying if I said before the game I don't get a little bit nervous. Like, you know, I think about it a bit, like, how am I going to do, you know, how am I going to take this bloke out of the game? What am I going to do to put my gunners in a position to make a play for me? But you just put on Jack Johnson, you sit back, you enjoy the ride, and yeah, it all works out.
Your mates, as you put it, are they feeling that same relaxed attitude?
No,
you
guys are not.